7. Should you do what you'd like to do with them? If you are someone who is dedicated to personal growth, you will always be learning from many people in many places. Occasionally, you will have an opportunity to be mentored on an ongoing basis by an individual. Being mentored by someone who is successful in your area of interest has great value, and I will discuss it more thoroughly in the chapter on finding a mentor. But remember, every person who can help you is not necessarily the right person to help you. You must pick and choose, and so must they. Your goal should be to find a fit that is mutually beneficial for both mentor and mentee. 8. Will you pay the price to do what you want to do? When it comes to barriers to success, we are usually our own worst enemies. Taking the steps necessary to live your dreams and do what you want to do will cost you. You will have to work hard. You will have to make sacrifices. You will have to keep learning and growing and changing. Are you willing to pay that price? I certainly hope you are. But know this, most people aren't. 9. When can you start doing what you'd like to do? Ask people when they will do what they want to do, and most answer that they hope to do it someday. Why not now? Because you're not ready? Perhaps you're not. But if you wait until you are, maybe you will never do it. You only get ready by starting. 10. What will it be like when you get to do what you'd like to do? Because I've had the privilege of doing what I've always wanted to do, I want to help you see ahead to what it's like. It will be different from what you imagined. I never thought that I would affect as many people as I do. I never knew life would be so beautiful. I never thought I would occasionally want to withdraw from people to think and write. But I also never anticipated the expectations others would put on me to produce. It will be more difficult than you ever imagined. I had no idea how much time it would take to be effective. I never imagined to have such great demands put on my life or to have to keep paying the price to be successful. I also never dreamed that my energy level would go down as much as it has in recent years. Finally, it will be better than you ever imagined. When I started investing in my personal growth, I didn't anticipate a compounding return. For me personally, for the individuals I've mentored, and for my team. And I never dreamed it would be this much fun. Nothing else compares to doing what you were created to do. People say there are two great days in a person's life: the day you were born and the day you discover why. I want to encourage you to seek what you were put on this earth to do. Then pursue it with all your effort. How to develop self-awareness. The questions in this chapter are designed to prompt you to know yourself and get on a course to do what you were made to do in life. Here is a streamlined version of the questions. Spend a significant amount of time answering them so you will have a plan of action to follow when you're done. 1. What would you like to do? 2. What talents, skills, and opportunities do you possess that support your desire to do it? 3. What are your motives for wanting to do it? 4. What steps must you take, beginning today, to start doing what you want to do? Awareness, action, accountability. 5. Whose advice can you get to help you along the way? 6. What price are you willing to pay? What will it cost you in time, resources, and sacrifices? 7. Where do you most need to grow? You must focus on your strengths and overcome any weaknesses that would keep you from reaching your goal.